Episode 572. Thank you all for listening to episode 571, Dark Side of Cody. I am Gray here with my co-host.
Bear, freshly awoken Cody.
Thank you to Wes Anderson for Mind Quarantine. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Give him on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com. Mention Overlying Podcast to Brandon, and he is going to hook you up with that merch deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not.
Los Angeles, California.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you are looking for, and she is going to make you an absolutely beautiful piece of art at a very reasonable price. Thank you to Gray Key Merch, Sparty Steve, and before we get into the most important one, we're going to plug it again. Unofficial sponsor of today's show, this week's shows, PNC Bank Cash Unlimited Credit Card. You can qualify for a minimum credit line. You must be able to qualify for a minimum credit line of $5,000 for PNC Cash Unlimited Credit Card. Unlimited cash back on everything you purchase, every time, everywhere, if you want consistent value on every purchase, plus the ability to redeem your way. Go with PNC Cash Unlimited Visa Signature Credit Card. 2% cash back on all purchases. No caps on how much you can earn. No cash back expiration dates to worry about. No foreign transaction fees. Flexibility to redeem your rewards. Again, 2% cash back on all purchases. And here we go. A bird is in the house.
Cut the check, PNC.
Yes, he is.
The tornadoes dodge you.
Yeah, they went just south of us.
Just crazy.
Crazy.
Like in between her dad and Finley and us where we are. They went like right between us.
Damn.
So
How long was it on the ground, they say?
oh, I don't know. I was too busy. I had a screaming baby, and then Bree's sister-in-law came over, her kids came over. They were going to go to the basement in case we had to, because they don't have one. So I was taking a bunch of shit downstairs and I was just getting all that. And then instead of going south, I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, you've had a busy day. So we're in a new episode. I'll tell you about it in a minute. You probably won't do well on this one, but we'll see. Maybe you will. And but we need a golfer and a NASCAR driver from you.
All right.
So in the meantime, while you're looking for that, and last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
Make sure you get to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line podcast. And in the meantime, get to Amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
Huh. Well, that's weird. Barbie's full name is Barbara A. Malefic a Melissa a Mil Millicent Roberts.
Sounds fake.
I don't know, man. I trust Snapple Facts.
Right?
Say what?
Myrtle Beach, right?
Quail Hollow.
No, Quail Hollow. Yeah, they do have two this. Yeah, they have two this week. The Myrtle Beach one is for the people who aren't good enough to make the big tourney. So,
Say it the
because
nicest way.
double ask the same question. So it's a fair question.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott for Los Cerritos.
That's one of us. You know that involved.
And what about NASCAR, Bird?
We're experts at graphic description.
They have the
1996.
Goodyear 400.
Yep.
Darlington.
So you can focus on your swing with the bright eyewear crafted by those who study the
That is
science.
loud as
Also,
fuck, Parrot.
Yeah, my bad.
And you
this
have
option eyewear made.
Like mayonnaise all over your mouth.
I mean, I have mayonnaise on my burger.
That's no, that's jizz hell.
Was gonna say, at least it was mayonnaise. Worried me
Whoa.
for a second.
Cody.
Have I taken Joey Logano?
God damn it.
Nope, you have now.
You have now, just with me,
She not
buddy.
really, Is he not racing? By no,
Bear has it.
I just picked it.
Oh, cool.
And I'm pretty sure you're second to last in NASCAR, so that just makes me feel great.
You guys both picked Bubba Wallace last week. Same pick Cody had.
Bullshit. Collusion.
All right, so Parrot, what we're doing is we're going to, you know, pick some random quotes from movies. And with those quotes, you got to either name the movie or the actor or the character or whatever. It doesn't matter. No points. Okay. It's like, whose line is it anyway? No points. Nothing matters. And we'll do this eventually again with the music. You remember we did the music trivia where you read the lyrics? We're going to do that again someday. That shit was hilarious.
Not my strong suit.
Yeah, I know. You're not a movie watcher.
That's all right. Neither am I, Parrot.
All right. Well, let's just see this. Let's see if you can name the actor and the movie from this one, Bird.
All right.
I'll give you the first crack. Ready?
Yep.
Andy climbed through 500 yards of shit-smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to. Okay. Who said it?
Whoever Morgan Freeman's character is.
Morgan Freeman's good enough. Red was his name. Perfect. See, Bird, you're all right.
I only know that because of Brie.
I know. You said it was one of her favorite movies.
Yep.
I could probably hear Brie in the background. It's fucking Shawshank, Jake. Morgan Freeman.
That's probably something we could have done. We could have said, you know, just like, what movie do you think I've seen, but I've never seen?
Say it again.
A movie that you think someone has seen, but they've never seen it.
Like Parrot? Well, I know at least two people on here have never watched Sopranos. I don't know about you, Cody, but I know those two haven't.
Well, I mean, I've watched it. I just haven't watched the whole fucking 12 seasons.
There's only six.
Yeah, too many. I'm busy. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've never watched a full episode of Soprano.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, but you're also on AEW Dark, so that's the problem.
He was. Not anymore.
He got canned. Yeah. Now he's on WWE Speed, where the champion is Ricochet.
Which if Cody's going there now, it means Ricochet ain't going to be the champion for long.
Well, no. He can. There's just certain sacrifices he's going to have to make.
Yeah. Samantha's going to be giving up to you. Cody goes home with Samantha. All right. Here's another one for you. I'm not going to read it like that. I'm just reading it straight through. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit it as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers. Saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I got nothing. That was a pretty long one.
It's probably the best, the most coherent things he said in one of his 87 movies. That's how winning is done. Cody?
Oh, man. Well, I was going to say Any Given Sunday, but there's no profanity in it. It's too clean for it to be Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Right.
Man.
That was a little tougher one. That was I'll just give it to you because nobody's gonna probably doesn't sound like anybody's gonna get it. That is Rocky Balboa in Rocky Balboa when he's talking to his son outside, one of the more prominent scenes that he had.
Oh, so you did say coherent. That should have been that was a dead giveaway. Coherent.
Yep. All right. What about greed, for a lack of a better word, is good?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
You're on the right track. I will give you credit because you were on the right track.
So is it Wall Street?
It is Wall Street.
Wall Street.
So what, that would have been Martin Sheen, probably?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
As Gordon Gekko. See, good one, Parrot.
Can I get a half point?
Yeah, sure. There's no points in this.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
It's pride points.
Pride points. How about, here you go. Here's an easy one. Parrot, let's see if you can get this one. I know the other two will know it. Ready?
Yep.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. I love black people. Show me the money.
I have no clue.
It is a person's name, Parrot. It's the name of the movie. It's a person's name.
It came out the same year as you did.
That does not help.
Tom Cruise?
Mission Impossible.
That's not the person's name. Is not Mission Impossible.
Well, I don't know.
Jerry Maguire.
Never heard of it.
What?
What? You never heard of Jerry Maguire?
No.
You'd like that movie. You'd like that movie. You should watch it.
Good
movie.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, yeah, he would. But he was a young buck when that came out.
How about Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Parrot's gonna know
that.
You had to look for Brie for that. I cannot believe that you needed Brie for that.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Get the fuck off of my show. God damn.
Forrest Gump?
Not all the way through, no.
Here, Parrot, I'll give you another easy one without Brie helping you because I know Brie would actually get all the points. Here, Parrot, you ready? This is an easy one. Houston, we have a problem.
He won't know that.
Don't look at Brie.
No. I'd say that movie's older than him.
Yeah, see, he got it. So Brie got it for him. Good job.
No way. I didn't even get help. Fuck you.
Oh, you did, for sure.
I swear, no.
I know. Fucking Braxton's over there. Ah, follow 13. Ah, change my diaper.
Man, that's some bull crap.
Maybe we can have him on for the next trivia. He might get more right than Perry.
Oh, shit. Goddamn, poor bird.
Okay, hey, well deserved.
Hey, Parrot, how about this one? May the Force be with you.
That sounds like Star Wars.
It sounds like you're right.
Still never seen it.
How about I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore?
Oh.
Are you serious? Shit.
Come on. You got it, Parrot. You got
Three.
It.
Oh, fucking that wizard thing.
There you go.
Jesus.
You're on it.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
Three, I love that. Are you kidding me?
The wizard thing.
The wizard thing.
I cannot believe she procreated with you.
Did either.
How about Parrot? Here's another one. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
He won't know that.
I have no clue.
No.
Big Parrot, it's not your godmother.
The Godfather.
Hey.
Here you go. Here, Parrot, here's an easy one. If you can't get this, we got a problem. And you can never, ever work another show.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Big odds.
Now the pressure's really on.
Here you go. Ready?
Ready.
I'm Batman.
That sounds like a trick question. That's fucked up.
It's got to be it's got to be Superman 4, Return to Krypton.
Ferret's got that one.
Which Batman, though, is it?
Every one of them?
Oh, he says all of them?
Well, the first one's the main one. 89 Batman is when Keaton says it.
Yeah, he says it.
Here, how about this one, Parrot? I know Bree probably knows it. You probably don't. But we'll see. You might not have seen it. It came out way before you. So... how about Here's Johnny?
Scary movie.
Bree, you like scary movies. What's it? What? Which one says Here's Johnny?
That's The Shining.
The Shining.
There you go. See, Andrew even knows.
Andrew got that one.
God damn, Jake.
They're my lifelines. Fuck off.
You only get two. You already used both.
You've used them all three times already.
That's fine.
How about Hasta La Vista, baby?
That one I have no clue.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Use your lifelines.
Well, one's in the pisser and the other one's holding the baby. Bree?
You can't talk to the one holding a baby?
Which Hasta La Vista from?
Doesn't seem like her genre.
He doesn't there. Andrew.
Ah, Meatloaf.
Fuck.
What's Hasta La Vista from?
Hasta La Vista, baby. Because
he shoots the dude right after. Apparently. What movie? I don't know.
Terminator 2. What about Parrot? I'm King of the World.
I'm King of the World.
Looks to his lifelines.
Titanic, I was told.
There yes. Finally. Goddamn bird.
Goddamn bird.
Damn bird.
Ah. So, yep. Parrot, it's okay. What about how about There's No Crying in Baseball?
It's not The same one, but I don't think maybe
Benchwarmers.
No. No.
Moneyball.
Nope.
At least you're
there's
saying
no crying in baseball.
Well,
yeah. Those are about the only two baseball movies I think I know.
That'd be before his time, too. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it?
Definitely.
For Rookie.
Nope. Cody knows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Help him out, Cody.
A League of Their Own, Parrot.
Yep, never seen that one, obviously.
Also a Tom Hanks movie.
I'll put it in the refrigerator. You go to bed.
Here, Parrot, one more.
Here, take some
for you. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Come on, Parrot.
Going to need a bigger boat. Bree? Huh? You're going to need a bigger boat.
I know it. I can't.
You know it. What is it?
The movie about a shark.
Gosh.
Yes.
There we go.
Here you go, Bird. Last one for you. E.T. Phone Home.
E.T.
All right. We'll spit off some and see if anybody just gets them. I See Dead People.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. Yeah.
You Sit on a Throne of Lies.
Elf.
My man. Let's see. It's Alive. It's Alive. Except, you know, it's drawn out further than that.
So Frankenstein?
Yep. How about here's looking at you, kid?
What was that again?
Here's looking at you, kid.
I don't know if I know.
That's a Casablanca, isn't it?
Correct. How about leave the gun, take the cannoli?
How far is that? That two?
That's one.
Oh, shoot.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me, aren't you?
American Pie?
No. The Graduate.
Never seen it.
Hey, great Eric Grayson. See, I just wanted to call Jake Grayson. Jake.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put blanks. It's the movie title within this quote twice. I know these guys will know it. Let's see if you do. The first rule of blank blank is you do not talk about blank blank.
Are you serious?
She just said it.
What?
Fight Club.
Damn,
I've never
man.
Seen it.
You've never heard the quote?
You've never heard the quote. First rule about Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club.
I've never heard that in my life.
Jesus Christ. Have you heard Great Scott?
No.
You've never? Oh, my no. God.
There's no way he would have known that one.
Great Scott?
Back to the Future? No, zero chance.
Oh, my God. Barrett.
I know. I'm just a walking disappointment.
I wouldn't go that far. How about I love the smell of napalm in the morning?
Tropic Thunder.
That's not a bad guess. I will give you that. That's a pretty solid. It's kind of the same type
the
of movie.
Expendables.
No.
Fuck. The A-Team.
No.
All right, I give up.
Apocalypse Now. Here you go. Here you go, Bird. This is more along the lines of you. There's a snake in my boot.
Yeah. What, do you know it?
Really, Parrot? Really?
Help him, Bree.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Toy Story.
Here, Parrot. If you build it, they will come.
Donald Trump.
Dallas.
It's not from a porn. It might be, but not this one.
You build it, they will come. You build it, they will come.
The more you say it.
You know this? Hello?
Another baseball movie.
Oh, fuck. Is it Field of Dreams?
Yes. Oh, my God. Here you go, Parrot. I feel the need. The need for speed.
Need for speed?
No.
Fast and the Furious?
Nope. You're thinking about the wrong type of things that are fast.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Dun, 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 dun.
Goose? Maverick?
Oh, Top Gun.
There we go. Oh, here you go. Maybe you'll know this one. Bueller?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I love
that. You've actually seen that movie. You're like, you bitch about movies being older than you. That came out 10 years before. That movie's older than me.
Well, my stepdad growing up made me watch it all the time. Because he liked it.
How about As If?
Nothing for Annabelle.
Clueless. Here you go. This will be good for you, Parrot. If you don't know it, I know Bear and Cody will. Bree should too. Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing. Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
You guys know where it's from?
Yeah. Mean Girls.
I think Bree should take over your spot on this show.
I am in agreement.
Didn't even know. Damn. Let's see. Parrot, this is a tough one. I feel like I should look at shows that you have seen or movies you have seen, but I don't know what the hell you've seen. Here you go. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's the one quote I was going to say to start the show is if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Here you go. Surprised, Eddie, if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Oh, fine.
Nothing, bird.
What is it?
Bear.
I don't think I know that one.
Cody?
What was it again?
Surprised, Eddie. If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
What is it then, Bree?
Isn't that
Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would have used Shitter's Pole, but yeah, it works too.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Come on, Parrot. You know this one.
I can picture it.
Adam Sandler.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
Who would eat 30-pack lunches?
Yes.
The damn Sasquatch.
This one might be hard for you, but this is a classic from an oldie. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
I don't know that one.
Oh, no, I don't know that one either.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. All right, Bird. Bird, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Make like a tree and get out of here.
It's leaf, you idiot.
Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong. All right, then, leave.
I really don't know.
Back to the Future, part two.
Never seen it. That would be why.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. And fuck you, San Diego.
Oh, Anchorman?
There you go.
Will Ferrell dressed up as Ron Burgundy for the roast of Tom Brady. It was pretty funny.
What is?
Will Ferrell dressed it as Ron Burgundy for roast of Tom Brady.
According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yes! Damn, you actually got that one, eh?
You've had an extra pair of gloves this whole time.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like,
brother.
I want to be formal, but I'm here to party, too.
That brother, 100%.
No. Right thought.
Oh, fuck, that's Talladega Nights.
There you go.
Damn it. Yep, that's right.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I don't know that one.
Really?
No.
Meet the Parents?
That doesn't ring a bell.
No? Meet
the Parents, that's classic. Oh, this is your wife? A lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. It must have been something before electricity.
I don't know that.
Bear?
I'm pretty sure that's Caddyshack. It's definitely Rodney Dangerfield.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. You can just tell Rodney Dangerfield when it comes off the tongue.
Good night, Wesley. Good work. Sleep well. I'll most likely kill you in the morning.
I'll find out that one.
The Princess Bride. If they told you Wolverines would make good house pets, would you believe them? Also, four fingers in my left nut says we won't make it to Chicago.
The plane, trains, and automobiles?
Yes, sir. I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh? I like it better than that tuna helper myself. Don't you, Clark?
Is that Vegas Vacation?
That is Vacation.
Just Vacation. All right.
Here, Parrot. What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
Oh. Hangover.
Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in a Catwoman suit?
Hangover, I said.
There you go. Parrot, you didn't do too bad. You can dodge a ball. Here you go. Bear should know this one. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
That would be Airplane.
That is correct.
Hey, you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, I'm not, kid.
You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
My dad says if you weren't, what the fuck did he say? My dad says that you'd actually hustle up and down the court. You'd probably be a little bit better. Man, your dad don't know shit, kid.
here you go, Jake. Mama says that alligators are ornery because they've got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
The what a boy.
There you go. Barrett, let's see if you can stump any of it. Do you know any movie quotes?
I mean, a lot of the movies that you just went through, I know all those quotes, so it doesn't really help me there. You went through a lot of pretty famous movies. Quite famous movies. Let's see. This is probably one for Pear. I'm sure you guys will get this one, but how about Julie, I gotta go. We got cows. Apropos for today.
Gotta go. We got the cows.
Oh, I think that's another cow. I think that was the same one.
Does that mean Twister?
There you go.
This is Parrot saw me just doing this.
There you go. Does that, you've never seen that, have you, Parrot?
Yeah, I have actually. That movie gave me nightmares as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be ready
yeah,
for
yeah.
the sequel. Twister.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll watch that shit. But... ruin a good movie.
How about when life gives you lemons, you say fuck the lemons and bail.
I know that one.
I do not know.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
How about Paper Bitch? Apparently, this is right up your alley. Hey, I just did my first desk pop. That's not a real thing.
Will Ferrell.
Not ringing any bells, honestly.
Mark Wahlberg.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Oh, the other guys.
There you go. Looks like Scarface sneezed on your car.
That was some of the good shit. Gators bitches better be wearing jimmies.
You're talking about my extremely basic wife.
Shit's the best. You're fucked up, right? Cody, what you got over there?
Oh, man. I don't have too much. Because I can't look and drive at the same time.
I can't look and drive at the same time. I've heard this movie somewhere before.
Yeah. Like
Fast and Furious 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Walker edition.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it better not be.
Too soon.
Too soon? What do you mean? They already put the safety cap on the urn.
All right, what about this one? Don't quit before it's over.
Don't quit. Is that the right quote?
We can still win this thing. It's not over with. We got to come together.
Sounds like a porn.
It sounds like a, what's the goddamn hockey movie? Miracle.
No.
Is that something that is something that Dwayne would say?
No. You guys had that special stuff inside of you all along.
That really sounds like a porn. Yeah, Space Jam sounds about right.
Yeah.
The one movie he knows. I'm not going back to Moron Mountain.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. That's another one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's Cool Runnings, man. Classic.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, it's... See, I got a bunch, but you know, it might be a two America situation.
That's okay. Run it.
The ones that I could rattle off, you know, without looking up.
Yeah, run it.
All right. Here's one. Let me see. Here's one. You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
I think I know that one.
That's a Tarantino. Is that Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, yep.
Mm. Let's say that's a Tarantino.
How did you say that?
That was...
Is that at the table in the beginning?
That was like towards the beginning, I think.
Huh.
I want to say it was like when they were in the restaurant or something.
I was about to say... I think I remember that, but
That's what Harvey Keitel says.
Yeah,
that
I think so, yeah.
That's a good one. All right, what's the next one?
I don't know. Let me see. It might take us. Mr. McDowell, I'm not sure if you watched the game last night, but the most thrilling encounter between the Jets of New York and the Packers of Green Bay, where the Jets won in last second by kicking an oblong pigskin to an upright H.
I'll see if Parrot knows that one.
I don't know.
No, you never. Eddie Murphy? No, Parrot?
Uh-uh.
Never seen Coming to America?
Uh-uh.
You should watch.
Oh, Parrot, you gotta watch Coming to America. My wife hates it, but because I stop on it every time it's on.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. And so I tried to explain it to her.
I was going to say, that was McDowell's, wasn't it?
Yeah, McDowell's, yeah.
McDowell's, right?
See, yeah. Here at McDowell's, McDonald's has the Big Mac. We have the Big Mick. McDonald's has the golden arches. We have the golden arcs.
Such good stuff. It's like, oh, reminds me of Trading Places. Another good one.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Oh, shoot. See, I know nobody would get this one. This would be my last one before I get out of the car. All right, you got two options. You can either get down or you can lay down. But if you lay down, you're going to stay down.
Bad boys.
That's a good guess.
AEW episode 45.
They haven't had a promo that coherent since Cody left.
That is true.
That was the iconic Beans and State Property.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I just watched that. It's like free on Samsung TV.
Damn.
I stayed up one day and watched it. Freaking, oh my gosh. Like, it's so terrible, it's good. All right, fellas, I'm signing off. We're going to let these people know, you know, that's what I tell them when I come in. You either get down or lay down.
Hey, you better talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's probably a good time for us to sign off, too. Yeah. So,
hey, just when you walk in there, Cody, tell them that's some gourmet shit right there.
Yeah.
So we'll sign this whole thing off. So thanks to Wes Anderson, Grand Squatty Landscape, Connell Bear, DanyTransformation.com, Paper Denim Art, Sparty Steve, Greiky Merch, and unofficially PNC, the Cash Unlimited card. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
And make sure you get that 2% cash on. Wait a second. That's not my thing.
What?
That was Stone Cold.
Damn, I think I'm about to fire somebody tonight.